The suicides last year of Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington touched millions around the world. But as someone struggling with his own depressive anxiety, soon-to-be 18-year-old Ian Reidenhauer couldn't help but view their paths as a potential harbinger for his own.
Especially when I was first struggling with this, there's a little bit of, you know, the tortured artist mentality that, I am a creative mastermind now that I have pain in my heart. And after struggling with it for so long, it's not necessarily the glamorous thing that it used to be in my head, because it's ultimately, it's not glamorous. It's terrifying, and it's very hard to deal with.
To tell the truth, I must come clean. I don't much like the bones of me. They're growing frail and fragile.
Unlike many artists, Reidenhauer talks freely about his depression, and the album he released a few months ago, called Ribcage, is filled with songs born from his suffering.
Much of my personal psychoanalysis and sort of self-therapy is through songwriting, through music. It's an incredibly vulnerable point to put yourself in. And with Ribcage, the sole goal was to push myself within that time of writing, just to really write from the heart. It just reached a point where I was sort of felt comfortable sharing this music and telling the story very bluntly.
Reidenhauer grew up in Bismarck, North Dakota, and started playing the drums when he was just 3 and writing songs before he turned 8. His teachers skipped him ahead 2 grades before he began homeschooling. He studied music theory as a 12-year-old and graduated high school at 15, the year his family moved to Black Mountain. And 2 years ago, Reidenhauer won $50,000 on the Whiz Kids version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Though Reidenhauer chiefly regards himself as a pianist, he says he plays 11 instruments well enough to write all the parts for the music he composes.
I don't subscribe as much to the concept of a prodigy or of like gifted in knowledge right off the bat. I think people learn at different rates and learn in different ways. And I don't need to hear things multiple times before memorizing it.
Reidenhauer grew up listening to everything from choral music to Adele to heavy metal, a span reflected in the album he made when he was just 14. Once he began grappling with his depression, his lyrics grew darker and more focused, yet his music retained a pop, upbeat sensibility.
I think we really like engaging with sad stuff, and we also don't want to engage with sad stuff when we're not in a sad headspace. So if you sort of trick someone into listening to it and digging a little deeper, and then they begin to engage with this stuff, it can create a really interesting reaction and response. I was really pushing myself to sort of be more open with the stuff I was struggling with. And I think I want the music that I'm making to inspire other people who struggle with this as well, and to have some way to engage with what they're feeling.
Some might see or hear a young Elton John or Billy Joel in Reidenhauer, and he doesn't shy from those comparisons.
I don't think I necessarily need to be at that level to feel fulfilled with what I want to do. But in terms of the music that I'm creating and the image that I create for myself, I absolutely want to follow that.
In the meantime, Reidenhauer says he's working to grow as a songwriter beyond the bounds of his depression. He's also trying to get healthier.
Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington were 2 of the most influential rock musicians out there. They made incredible music and they were incredibly talented. And I think a lot of that inspiration came from what they were struggling with, but they died for it. And just with what I've been doing in my own life to try and move forward with this and try to reach a place where I'm at a more healthy state of mind, I think, yes, absolutely, I would want to, if not give it up, then deal with it in a way that I don't have to engage with it all the time.
Ian Reidenhauer kicks off the 9th season of Concerts on the Creek on May 25th at the Bridge Park Pavilion in Silva. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.